And now this is a dictation for Lisa Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, June 1166, addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Lisa. Low potassium metabolic acidosis, obstructed uropathy with prior left-sided hydronephrosis, ureteral stent, suprapubic catheter for urinary retention. She comes in a wheelchair. She has this congenital abnormality, arthro, A-R-T-H-R-O, Gryposis, G-R-Y-P-O-S-I-S. Very pleasant, no hospital admission, no recurrent of UTI to gross hematuria, no abdominal back pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, or bowel problems. Review system is negative. The suprapubic catheter change every month, the ureteral stent every 3 months, and the tubing every 2 weeks. She's presently taking bicarbonate twice a day without major side effects. Weight 120. She was anxious . Blood pressure by nurse was high. This needs to be updated by patient at home. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, normal speech, regular breathing, no abdominal tenderness, no major edema. The upper lower extremity abnormalities from her congenital abnormalities. Most recent chemistries are from January, malanemia 12.6. Normal platelet count, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, low potassium 2.9, low bicarbonate 19, normal kidneys, normal albumin, calcium, although low phosphorus, normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Present electrolyte abnormalities, suggestive of renal tubular acidosis. She has no GI losses. Start potassium replacement versus amiloride. She's willing to try the latter, 5 milligrams daily. Rechecking a week, 10 milligrams if not improved, another week, if no benefit, to be discontinued and going back to potassium pills. Bicarbonate to be increased to 3 times a day. Muscle mass is very small, reason for low BUN creatinine, but overall kidney function stable. The prior abnormalities for urinary retention and hydronephrosis on the left side, as we discussed. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.